A day like today was venison. A month like today would be sloth and stagnation.
Thursday, March 9th, was one of those rat-a-tat-tat days. It began early with breakfast with Lyndon, and then a Spanish class, 2 hours in a capsule, 2 hours of application to only one thing, a relaxation and indulgence. Maybe I don't learn much, but I like it. Back at the White House, I had a quick conference with Max Brooks. He and Marietta are spending several nights with us. She's here on UNESCO committee business, and later going on an art trip, something the affluent middle-aged and elderly women of my acquaintance are doing more and more. And then a session with Liz about the 8 speeches I will be doing on the trip to West Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Actually, they're rolling off so easily, I'm worried for fear there's something wrong with them. Then a fitting with the nice people from Bonwit Teller, my Ben Zuckerman clothes, the last 3 of my spring outfit, I hope. I can't get over the slightly ridiculous feeling that clothes should take up so much time that you stand and stand and look at swatches and make lists of last year's things and what you need to fit in, and the big events of the year that require new dresses, the congressional brunch, the Senate ladies' lunch, the diplomatic reception, a lawn party dress for the military reception, and of course, arrival ceremony clothes. I have a sort of a schizophrenic feeling that I'm cast in a role I was never meant for, and that it's probably not right to spend this much time and money on clothes, and on the other hand, a sort of vain, feminine, increasing delight in thinking I'll look rather well in them, a bit younger and slimmer than a good many of my contemporaries. The fittings lasted until just time to join Lyndon at the elevator as he went down to his press conference, televised in the East Room. I always have that riding in a tumbrel feeling. He looked confident, breezy. I was very proud of him. I wore my mint green silk and sat in a lone chair on his right, and the ordeal began. It was a very interesting press conference to me. Knowing the strain Lyndon had been under, I marveled that he could be so restrained, almost bland, dignified, calm, even perhaps a little bit too slow. He began with a surprise, asking Congress to restore the investment credit and the use of accelerated depreciation for buildings. Chuck Bailey asked the inevitable question about pause in bombing. It seems to me everybody must know by now the story of the 5 posts.